USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is preparing for Europe this week, but he won't travel to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that in a tweet on Sunday. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Biden set to depart for Brussels on Wednesday. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says Biden needs to accomplish three key things while attending the NATO summit in Brussels.
He needs to tell NATO that we collectively are going to supply the people of Ukraine things that they know how to use.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting that 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian invasion. That's around a quarter of the country's population. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinary physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company. Based on 90 for life, 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.